once again to the Positive Herpes Podcast, the show where we spread positivity, knowledge, and passion like herpes. And in today's show, I kind of want to start off with a small caveat. I know it's not good form to do so, but c'est la vie. So here it is. I know I promised you guys a Balls Deep episode, an episode where I research the crap out of a topic and bring that knowledge to you. However, and here it comes, I'm starting to realize that certain aspects of my life are hard to maintain when you work a full-time job and you go to school full-time, which also means that you're also studying full-time. It's a lot to keep up with. So I didn't really have that much time to do my own personal research as far as the research I wanted to do on the topic. I still have the topic in mind. I will get to it, but not wanting to break another promise to you, my listeners, which is an unspoken promise of putting out a new episode every week, I am going into the stockpile, and this is from about a month ago. It's pretty timeless, the information itself, but we're going to be hearing from a friend of mine named Juliet Irons, and she's going to describe to us what it's like to be a synesthetic. A synesthetic is one who experiences synesthesia, and for those of you who don't know what that is, synesthesia is basically a cross-wiring of the brain, and where there's different forms of it, but some of the most common forms of synesthesia are like hearing colors or seeing sound, things like that. So, like I said, I'm not going to go too far into it, so I'm going to let Juliet take it away and give us a little glimpse into what it's like to, you know, walk in her shoes, be a synesthetic.
Yes. Hi, I'm Juliet, and my presentation today is about synesthesia. Has anybody heard of synesthesia before? Oh, yay, a lot of people. Okay, if you have not heard of it, the basic explanation is that it's about cross-wiring of the senses. So rather than them working separately, someone who has synesthesia will have experiences where they are coexisting, I guess. But I'm going to start with just showing you this little video. I'm also a choreographer, and synesthesia affects that because I see sound as color. I'm going to explain about all of that, but just I'll show you this first.
Okay, cool. So,
about synesthesia when I was 21. So I lived my whole life not knowing about it, because when you're born with synesthesia, well, you're either born with it or you're not. So, you know, you're not usually inclined to ask other people if they're seeing the world differently than you are. You just kind of think that they are, right? Until one day, I was talking to my mom about time, and one of the aspects of synesthesia, or that some people have, is, I think it's called spatial location synesthesia, where time has like a pattern. So time for me is in a circle. This is a common thing for people with synesthesia. It'll be in a circle, like the year is in a circle. So, and each month has a color. So for me, when I'm thinking of time, I'm traveling around on this track. So, you know, I'm in August right now, so I'm down here, and I'll just kind of click on this so you can see this is how my mind creates time. So here's January, February, and they each have a color. And I go along like this on this little track as the year goes along until December. And then there's a little divide there where the year starts again and continuously goes. So anyway, I was telling my mom about this, and she had heard of synesthesia. So I always tell this funny story, because she just said, okay, like, let's go research this and see if this is what you're talking about, because I've read about it. And she was reading aloud to me from the computer, saying, she read something that said, if Wednesday is red for you, then you might have something called synesthesia. And I automatically answered and said, well, Wednesday is purple, so I don't have it there. And because it's so automatic, like, it's such a my natural way of thinking. And then I stopped and I heard what I said. I had this realization of, wait, Wednesday is purple? What? And it spiraled this whole realization of, wow, my world is so different from a lot of other people. And so that is one of the most common forms, along with, it's called grapheme color synesthesia, which doesn't make as much sense to me as the other ones, but it's where your the part of your brain that learns letters and numbers associates colors with each one of them. And a lot of kids kind of do this, or babies, and then as they grow older, it fades. But because I have synesthesia, it's stuck together and also enhanced a lot more as I went on. And some people will be what they call associators and projectors with each type of synesthesia. Projecting is a lot more rare. You actually project it out into the world rather than it being in your mind, in the screen of your mind. And I do project sometimes with colors and letters. So I'm going to kind of give you a little example. I mean, with letters and numbers. I'm going to give you a little example of this. So this is what happened to me when I first found out about it. I was reading about letters and numbers having color. And the second that I read that, I realized that all the letters I was looking at, all the letters I've ever looked at, had different colors. And I had never realized it, because I never paid attention to it. This whole time as I'd been reading, everything is slightly tinted a bit differently, like all the different letters next to each other. And I'd never thought of it, because I wasn't paying attention, because it's in my subconscious part of my mind, right? So this is what happened. It's kind of hard to see. This is what happened as I was reading. I realized you can kind of see some of them are a little bit different. Can you tell that they're slightly tinted? Mm-hmm. You have to be pretty close to the screen if you
want. Oh, yeah. Like,
but it's very, very subtle. You kind of have to, like, look a bit higher up on the screen, too. If you're lower, you can't see it as much. But so that was my experience as I was reading. I saw the colors kind of come to life because my brain recognized it. But then I looked back and I remember thinking, Monday has always been red, like A has always been red, and O, and all these things, and so it kind of all came together. But, the one that I project is while I'm reading. It's actually out there in the real world. It's very subtle, though. So if I'm reading, like, a font that's black, I know it's black. It looks black. But because my mind knows so strongly that E is purple, it is slightly, slightly purple on the page. Slightly. It's pretty cool. But so that's that one, which makes the least sense to me. The other ones make a lot more sense. So I'm going to explain that. Oh, this is my numbers as well. I don't know if you can see the slight differences there.
On your arm as well.
Oh, yeah. I have a tattoo about it. When I realized I had this, I just wanted it to not only be there forever, but also just be forced to talk about it a lot. I made the different perceptions. So, because when I realized about this, it was tricky for me because I couldn't process that what I was seeing wasn't there to other people. So this is kind of like how I see other people seeing me, just me with the word synesthesia is just a concept to them, and this is my world. It's me looking at it, that's my regular everyday, this is what it is, and this is how other people see it. So I want to just show the contrast of my experience. And so, okay, these are the different types that I experienced. There's a lot of different types of synesthesia. They're still discovering them. I think there's over like 60 different types. And there's some that are very rare, like tasting sound and music, being sour, things like that. But these are the ones that I have and that I experienced. So grapheme color, I told you about that. The time, spatial, location, I told you about that. I have sensation to color. So sometimes like when I'll be hungry or have pain, nausea, things like that, there's different visuals that I get that aren't very pleasant. Light has sound. It's very subtle, and I think a lot of people actually do this without realizing it. I don't know if it's synesthesia, but I can kind of hear when lights are turned on and off, or when things kind of move in a distance, like stars moving, I could hear them. smell has color, very rarely, but it does, yeah. Also I can hear the sound of movement. So when I'm watching someone move, sometimes I can hear things, or just movement on a screen, that's the one that's the loudest for me, I think. And this one is interesting, and I don't know if this is synesthesia or if it's just kind of like being very awake, but I can feel different landscapes kind of on my hands as I'm looking at them. So like mountains and things like that, it's as if I'm touching them when they're really far away, or birds, especially birds. And when I look at birds, like their wings, it's like I'm holding them, but I'm not. It feels like they're right there. So
about a sunset the other day.
Mm. Yeah, the clouds. Yeah, if things feel like my vision, I guess something happens with the like the touch sensation in my brain, so I feel like I'm touching all of it when I'm looking at it, which is pretty cool. Sometimes when I'm looking at other people being touched, it feels like they're touching me, which can be overwhelming. But sensations in my body sometimes have sounds. Like when, you know, when things fall asleep, like your hand falls asleep, this is the funniest one. It's like, I'm still trying to create something to show this to people, but I haven't finished it yet. But it's like millions of tiny little silver balls are bouncing around on my, like, wherever it is. So if my hand falls asleep, I can hear this little, like, vibration, and all these silver balls are bouncing around all over my skin. But it's very hard to explain, because it's not like if I'm looking at my hand, I can't see it on my hand physically with my eyes. It's in the screen of my mind, but because the sensation is happening here, it's also there. Very.
Yeah.
I tried to explain it to someone once. It's like if you're looking through a window, and you can see through the window, but you can see your reflection very subtly. It's kind of like that, I guess. And then the biggest one is sound. So music, that's like the main one today. Music, but all sounds in general, but definitely music. Music has shape, color, texture, and movement for me. And so sometimes when I'm explaining this to people, they think like, so it's like a purple triangle pop up when you hear a sound. It's not like that at all. It's more like light and forms. And there's not as many specific, like, it's not like a color and a shape. It's more like light, which I'll kind of show you a little bit of, actually. These are sort of a little bit of different examples. So like a sound will have color and light to it, something maybe like that. And then it'll have a shape. Sometimes synthesizers, like when they're a very short little sound, it'll have like a little shape like that. It depends on the length of the note also. And there'll be a texture, especially with synthesizers. Sometimes they'll feel kind of bumpy, which can be overwhelming. I really don't like stuff that is like extreme dubstep, because it's just like, it's just too much for me. And then there's movement. So let me go back so I can show that again. So if you can see like how this shape moves in and then comes back, Yeah, so the sounds will move as well. And they have different locations as well, which I forgot to make an example of that. Okay, here's a I'm just going to go through these little examples before I show you some more things. These are a bit older, so they're still accurate, but it changes with my experiences. But this was when I saw first time when I realized that I loved someone. So that's a kind of what I associate with that. This is when I am surprised. So, you know, if you kind of trip over something or you go like over a bump in your stomach, the stomach flip. For me, I get these lights that happen right here, and sometimes there's like sparks on my hands as well. This is hunger, which I really don't like. It's not, not pleasant. It's like gray and scrapey. I really don't like it at all. And then this is dizziness, which also that's the worst one for me. I really dislike it. So like all these things that you experience, I do as well, obviously, but there's just an added visual. So it can be a bit much. But it can also be beautiful. And then this one is, it's not really an accurate example, but physical touch sometimes will, color will happen on my skin depending on the person. So, yeah. I think that's it for that. And then, oh, this is just some examples of pain. I have pain to color. So, like if I have a shooting pain happening somewhere, they'll kind of come in streaks like that. And then if I'm like sore somewhere, I don't know why I did this. This was from a year ago, but I will have like it'll light up, sort of like this, or right here. Like if I have back pain, it'll light up. But this is what's hard to explain. Like I can't see my back, right? So it's like the visual of my body and my mind will light up there. If you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Kind of. Yes. And then these are just my last slides. These are just some images that I made of different experiences that I have. So when I'm playing guitar, it's kind of like, I guess, the sort of aura that happens over the strings. But it's interesting because when I'm listening to someone play guitar, it's different than when I'm playing it. Because when I'm playing it, my mind is processing the different chords. So I have a color for each chord, and that's how I remember them all. But when I'm just hearing just the general tone of a guitar, it'll look a lot different to me. This is a synthesizer noise. So it's kind of 3D. Sometimes it's like coming at me a little bit. And these are two different emotions that I experienced from a while ago. Sort of hard to explain, but this has to do with feeling like divided from other people. This was, I think, anger and sadness. But yeah, so those are just things that I created. I think the next thing that I want to do is, I want to end with I have one more thing I forgot. I made a short, tiny little clip of, how much time do I have, by the way? Anybody? Kelly?
She's the timekeeper, so you're good.
I made a little, 10-second clip of, an example of how the sound will move and different things will pop up too. It's just a little piece of music. I don't know if you can see it. It's a bit dark, but it kind of gives you an idea of what happens. Sorry, hold on. Let me just make it bigger for you.
A little lighter.
This thing.
Hey.
It's gone. So this is like that lower synthesizer noise, and these are the other sounds. That's it. It's very short, but it's just a general kind of idea of what I experience. Before I show you another little clip, does anybody in here, I'm very curious about this, does anybody in here think that they maybe experienced something with sound that is visual in any way? Because a lot of people maybe don't think they have synesthesia because there's not really color. So they think, oh, I don't have it, but they have some kind of shape or texture or something happening. Would you like to describe it for me? I would love to hear that. Did you raise your hand? Yeah.
Mine are like, I have a myriad of different things. Mm-hmm. Like very accentuated geometric forms that change color depending on sound texture that's mm-hmm. coming out, and the texture of the shape will change from like scratchiness to soft smoothness.
Yeah.
That form can sometimes encompass my body, four encompass like the spatial areas that are happening, and depending on how people are moving, their movements will influence how that color is taking
shape
and stuff, and then the geometric forms can all interlock depending on how the dance is like
movement
playing out.
That's amazing. That sounds beautiful. And is it, for me, it's the same as letters and numbers. Every time, the same type of sound will look the exact same. Every single time, like, percussion is always silver. Every time, like, it'll always look the same. If there's the same sound coming in regularly on a beat in music, it'll be the same every time. Is it like that for you as well, or does it change?
Yeah.
That's cool. That sounds synesthetic. So that's amazing. Yeah, I know. That's a thing, yeah. Anyone else? Yeah.
Yeah, really kind of similar, I think, to what Reed has. Seeing really a lot of color associated, whether my eyes are open or closed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, with music and with movement.
Definitely movement. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's amazing. Anyone else? Yeah.
For me, I don't always get the sound sometimes, but for me, like, taste is one thing that translates into a lot of different types of sensations. Like, it sort of maps onto, it's like sort of physical in a way, like, so that, oh, that taste hits like sort of here, and then it's like, then I've got a little bit of nose up there, and like,
oh, cool,
my body, and yeah, it's like has tones, and like turmeric is very grounded, like under the tongue.
Yeah,
it's just like a very physical sensations.
That's very interesting. Well, I think also like the type of people that are here today for this workshop are a lot more open to experiencing the world this way. So we're all going to kind of relate to these things, whether you're synesthetic or not. I think we have experiences closer to that than maybe someone else that is not living their life this way. I don't know. So that's really
what happens
cool.
when you go to Burning Man.
Oh,
yeah. I've never been. Yeah, I don't know yet.
Festivals.
Yeah, I haven't been to a festival ever. I tend to get overwhelmed pretty easily in large groups of people, depending on how I'm feeling. So I don't know. One day I'll probably experiment, but I also can't do any kind of, I've never really done any kind of psychedelic or anything like that, because I wake up overwhelmed in the morning. So I'm not interested in pushing it further. Maybe later in life I will be, but at this point definitely not, because I'm still trying to grasp it all. So, yeah.
Do you see also people's moods in colors and shapes sometimes?
No, but I have a friend that feels shapes with people, yeah. Oh. And seeing auras is apparently a type of synesthesia, but I don't think it's synesthesia. It's just, yeah.
You don't think it's synesthesia?
Well, I mean, they categorize it in synesthesia, but I think it's a lot more than that,
yeah.
You know? But yeah. Who knows though? Because when I first, the most interesting part of it is when I first found out about synesthesia, I just thought that letters, numbers, time, like that was it. That's all I thought. And then I started reading more about the music aspect, and it took me a few months to really realize, because it's so natural for me. I had to actually like take my brain and move it in front of me and examine it and then realize, like, this is a color, like, this is a layer, it's not, I always use this really hilarious, like, general example, like, imagine the floor that you're sitting on right now. If someone told you that there was no floor, and that nobody else could see the floor, wouldn't you be kind of like, what? I'm sitting on it, like, it's right here, how do you not see it? That's what it's like for me every time someone tells me that they don't see music. You know, because it's right there. But I had to, it's like taking a look deeper into the floor. That's what I had to do to really realize that I could see sound. And then it developed into all these other, oh, I guess that has a color. Maybe that has a color. Maybe that. And I still am doing it today. So maybe I do see people's moods. I'm not sure yet. We'll see. Yes.
Out of your mouth, I heard that you were born with this, or that people experience this or born with this. Do you happen to know if there's some epigenetic or cultural thing that one could do to induce these states outside of the drugs, potentially, but I'm thinking this application for learning for young people.
Oh, to learn synesthesia.
To learn better for mathematics.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I think it can be a tool, definitely. If I had have learned how to use this earlier, I think it would have been beneficial, because definitely with memory, it helps me a lot. But I've read that it can be taught. it would probably be difficult, but I think it can be. And I also have read it really interesting things about, there's this article, I forget the guy's name, but if you look it up, you could find it easily. It's a man from Colorado that dove into a pool, hit his head, and instead of coming out with brain damage, like he went unconscious, and when he woke up in the hospital, he had synesthesia and musical savant syndrome, and became a composer of eight different instruments, and he didn't know anything about music before he did that. And now he gets these downloads of, he calls them blocks of like white and black squares that come in and tell him how to play the piano, and he composes, and he just like, it's incredible. You should look it up. Just look up Man from Colorado Diving Pool, you'll find it. It's great. I forget his name, unfortunately, but it happens rarely, but it does. It's because there are many theories that, you know, our brains were like this when we were born, and then they fuse away,
yes.
Whereas mine didn't. But mine actually did get stronger as I grew up, so. Yeah, there's a lot of theories, but thank you for asking that. Yes.
I have a sweating a lot. Question about how that relates to like clairaudience or clairvoyance. Like, is it really just the same thing but with different dimensions? Because like I can look through this room and see all kinds of things in different dimensions,
mm-hmm.
and people's thought forms, and I'm like, it's like how I perceive reality is very like multi-dimensional.
Yeah.
And I do have the same thing of like curves have different songs.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so, like, for me, everything's communicating.
Yeah.
To me. It's, like, the texture and, like, the lineage of that tapestry there. It's, like, I can feel the lineage and I can connect to that very person that was, like, or, you know, machines or whatever. But I'm wondering, like, it just seems like it's really just our innate capability. Of
I agree.
It's, like, how much of our brains are we using?
I totally agree. Because for me, music,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm seeing... like, because music is universal, right? So I feel like I'm seeing another dimension of music that other people maybe just aren't tapped into or aren't, their brain isn't working the same way to be able to see it. Because to me, it doesn't feel like it's something my brain is making up. It
yeah.
feels like I'm just open to seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, but from what you are explaining, it just sounds like you are just living interdimensionally, so you're seeing it all. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Have you ever checked in with other people who pass in the season to see if your colors line up?
Yes.
Do they?
Sometimes. It's interesting because the letters and numbers usually don't, because it's very particular, and it can be funny because people argue like, it isn't red, it's orange. But with music, often there will be similarities. Like I'll talk to people and the bass is always lower and like things like that, or like,
yeah.
You know, but there will be differences too. So it depends. But there's some similarities for sure. Yeah.
Just curious. What color do you see like blues, electric guitar in?
Oh, it depends on the tone. Like the lower notes are always darker, so it's shifting
okay.
a lot. But electric guitar is it can usually be different shades of blue, like dark blue
mm-hmm.
and like pearly whitish
okay.
kind of. They're very hard colors to explain because they're not a simple color.
Mm-hmm.
It's always kind of like that iridescent, like multi-tonal sort of color.
Because I've had an experience where I was like listening to my friend play, and I saw this like purple kind of, you know, it was like one of those programs, you know, where you see
the iTunes visualizer.
Yeah,
thing? Yeah. I always use that as an example.
Yeah.
It looks like that. So that was synesthesia, for sure. That's amazing. Yes. Oh, 2 minutes. Okay. So I guess I'll end this with just a little clip that I made.
Yes.
Other one? Okay. So this is which one? I don't know. Okay. Yeah, okay. So where'd it go? So I made this video as sort of like a metaphor for synesthesia.
Can you make it big?
Yes. It's not as literal as the other one. It's just more playing with color, and it's just, I guess, interesting. So I'll show you. It's like 2 minutes and 45 seconds. We'll give you the extra 45 seconds. That's okay.
Thank you.
All right. I know that there is some video clips being played in the show, and I know it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really transfer very well over to the audio format. However, if you'd like to see some of those videos, you can go to youtube.com and type in Juliet Irons, and you'll actually see a pretty extensive list of the videos that she's made. Like she said, she is a choreographer, so there's a lot of dance videos in there. There's a lot of good music. If you like the music that she played for us today, you can expect to hear more of the same style of music, as well as different styles of music on her YouTube landing page. So thank you once again for tuning into the Positive Herpes Podcast, a show where we spread positivity, knowledge, and passion like herpes. If you need to get a hold of me, feel free to add me on facebook.com/positiveherpes, positiveherpes@gmail.com. You can go to the Twitter, the Periscope, the Instagram @positiveherpes. And also make sure that if you've enjoyed the show, make sure to head on over to patreon.com/positiveherpes and throw a little love my way. And yeah, I guess I'll hear from you all soon when we do the Fermented Friday. All right, well, have a good week.